Today's reading is John chapter 10, beginning to read at verse 1. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls out his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All whoever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take him up again. This command I received from my Father. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, he is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, these are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?
Amen. Please take a seat. Well, so we're going to think all about the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus. And that's speaking to all of us, from the youngest to the oldest. Got some questions for us along the way. So let's pray to our Father in heaven. Father, we pray that as we think now about the Lord Jesus as the good shepherd, that you'd speak to us, you'd help us to listen, keep us from being distracted by the warmth for these few minutes together. We pray from the youngest to the oldest of us. We pray you'd help us to trust in the Lord Jesus. In his name we ask it. Amen. Well, do you know how many sheep there are in Wales this morning? 9 million? 10 million? One more? 8? Well, we take a middle. Between 8 and 9 million. 8.75 million, according to a survey that was done last year. You might want to write that down if you've got a sheet in front of you. In the UK, there's over 20 million sheep as of December last year, which is a lot of lamb dinners, a lot of lamb burgers, and a lot of lamb koftas, isn't it? If you've gone to Pencloud recently for a Gigi's ice cream, like we did last weekend, then you've almost certainly seen some sheep. As you're driving out to Pencloud, you see them munching away in the grass there on the marsh. But I wonder sometimes if those sheep end up in places that they're not supposed to be. They're stray and they're wandering. But they're not wild animals. They've got an owner who knows what field they are in. They've got a farmer who knows where they are and checks up on them and looks after them and makes sure that they've got what they need. And this morning, as we come to an amazing truth, it's a source of great comfort for all who are Christians, and it's got something to do with sheep. As the Lord Jesus says to us, I am the good shepherd. And my prayer for us this morning is that if you're a Christian, this will really encourage you, it'll really assure you of your faith. And if you're not a Christian, well, you'll see that you're missing out on something. You're missing out on the greatest love in all the world. So number one, let's ask, well, what does Jesus being the good shepherd tell us about him? What does it tell us about Jesus? And an answer I want to give to that is this, that nobody cares like Jesus. Nobody cares like Jesus. You won't find anyone else in all the world just like Jesus, who cares for you and loves you as he does. He is wonderful. And here in John 10, in our passage, he shows us just how much he cares by saying that he is the good shepherd. Now, be honest. I need an honest answer. What comes to mind when you think of a shepherd? What do you think of?
Sheep.
Sheep. Very good. Anything else? Val? A shepherd's crook? Yeah. What else? Christmas. Yeah, we think of tea towels when it was cold on our heads as shepherds in nativity plays. Yeah, we think of those nice things, don't we? It might be sentimental, fluffy lambs, a quiet life of hugging animals. But what we need to realize is that in the days of Jesus, a shepherd, they needed the crook, like Val says. It was an extremely tiring, physically demanding, and very dangerous job. So with that in mind, let's read verse 11 of John 10 together. It says that I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We'll say that a few times this morning, don't worry. Now, in Jesus' day, a shepherd would be willing to risk his life for sheep. We know that David did that in 1 Samuel 17. We're told he protected his sheep from bears and from lions. But think about this. The death of a shepherd to protect his sheep would be quite a rare thing. A shepherd would never deliberately want to die. Why is that? Because if a shepherd died, well then, it would leave the rest of his flock totally at risk from predators to have a tasty lunch. If the shepherd dies, well, who's going to protect the rest of the sheep? So a shepherd would be willing to risk their life in certain situations, but he wouldn't deliberately want to die to save his sheep. But Jesus, in this verse, uses really strong language to make this point. The Lord Jesus doesn't merely risk his life. What does this verse say? This verse says he lays down his life. So far from being a tragic accident, the death of Jesus is very deliberate. Jesus' death is exactly what qualifies him to be a good shepherd. And unlike with a regular shepherd, by his death, instead of leaving his people exposed to attack, Jesus is drawing us to himself that we might be safe forever. Nobody cares like Jesus. And we know that because he lays down his life. But can anyone see? He lays down his life for who? Who does Jesus do this for? For the sheep. He lays down his life for the sheep. And when we read the Bible, if you're a Christian, hopefully you know that every single word in the Bible is really important. And here, this three-letter word, for, is really important. Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. That means on behalf of someone else. It means sacrifice. The death of Jesus is in the place of, it's on behalf of everyone who will believe in him. Nobody cares like Jesus. And it's this which makes Jesus the good shepherd. He lays down his life, and he's speaking of the cross. It's why he has come into this world in the first place. So let's read that verse together again. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Nobody cares like Jesus. Jesus has come to die in the place of people just like you, just like me, on our behalf, in our place. Instead of you and me taking the right and fair punishment that we deserve for all the wrong things we do, as we reject God and live our lives without him, he takes it. Now, as we've already thought about a little bit, this imagery of shepherds and sheep, it's found in lots of places in the Bible. And in Isaiah 53, we thought earlier about how we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I don't know if you've ever thought of yourself as a sheep. Maybe you ate some grass once when you were a toddler. Maybe you've got a fleecy jumper, which is well packed away at the moment. But the Bible says that you and I are like sheep. We wander off up steep mountain paths. We find ourselves stuck in ditches. We go astray from the wise and the best ways the good shepherd says we should go. And we've got to be clear that going our own way, not God's way, that is what the Bible calls sin. That's why we are in eternal danger. That's why Jesus comes, sent by the Father, And our God knows that we've gone our own way and we're in desperate need of rescue from ourselves, from our sins, that we might not perish and have eternal life. And so he lays down his life for the sheep, for all who, through the death of the Lord Jesus, will be accepted into God's family by faith. And the fact that Jesus lays down his life for the sheep, it really is what makes him a good shepherd. It's a voluntary sacrifice. The great difference between the sacrificial death of Jesus and the death of every single person who's ever lived is this, that Jesus was active in it. By that I mean that for you and me, when death comes, we will be a victim of death. But that wasn't true for Jesus. He wasn't a victim of death. He was its conqueror. He took death to himself. That's why on the cross Jesus says, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. On the cross, the good shepherd is laying down his life for the sheep. He gives himself voluntarily to death. So let's read verse 11 together again. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Hands up, anyone seen The Lion King? The musical or the film? Well, if you've not watched it, I'm going to give you a spoiler, that the head lion of the whole kingdom, Mufasa, he is the great king and everyone looks up to him and loves him. But one day he sacrifices his life. He gives up his life in a wildebeest stampede to save his son, Simba. So it's quite a sad moment in the film. As one lion gives their life for the sake of another. It's an amazingly loving thing that Mufasa does for his son. And I'm glad to tell you that the story does end happily in the end. So over the summer holidays, why not watch it? Get it on Disney Plus. Ask a friend. But even though Mufasa and Simba, saving Simba, that was such an amazing thing to do, he chose to put himself in harm's way, he was still a victim of death. He didn't choose to die. It wasn't deliberate. But Jesus lays down his life for all of his sheep. And in triumph, he deliberately lays down his life in death to accomplish the very purpose for which he'd come, the salvation of people like you and me. Nobody cares like Jesus. So I wonder if this morning you're believing in the Lord Jesus, that this is this verse true for you, that he's laid down his life for the sheep, for you. Are you counted among his sheep this morning? Do you know the care of the Lord Jesus? He is unique. He is God. He is unlike anyone else that you'll ever come across in all of history. He's the only person, as we read in our passage this morning in verse 18, he's the only person in all of human history to have authority to willingly lay down his life and then to take it up again. That's how amazing Jesus is. So I wonder, do you know the Good Shepherd this morning? Do you trust in him? Maybe you're someone who comes to church often. You've done that for many years. You've done it out of habit. You know lots about Jesus. Maybe your parents are Christians, but you don't know deep down that your faith is in Jesus. It isn't yet. It's not personal for you. You don't know the Good Shepherd. But this morning, you can. Maybe you're someone who just comes to church on and off. You do it when you can, but you're not trusting in Jesus this morning. But today can be the day when you begin that whole new life in relationship with the Good Shepherd, with the Lord Jesus, by trusting in him. And all that he's done, it becomes yours. His death and resurrection becomes something that is for you. He lays down his life that you won't have to pay the penalty for all your wrongs because Jesus has paid it. Nobody else can offer you that. Nobody else has done that. And that is why I want to say to you this morning that nobody cares like Jesus. Because what does verse 11 say? Let's say it together. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. That is incredible, isn't it? Jesus is wonderful, isn't he? If you're a Christian here this morning, well, don't you love Jesus? Aren't you so grateful that he's laid down his life for you, his sheep? Aren't you full of thanks that he's voluntarily given up his life for a wandering sheep just like you? He's died in your place. He was born as a baby in Bethlehem and lived a perfect life and went to the cross deliberately that you might not perish but have eternal life. It's stunning, isn't it? Maybe you're here this morning and in all honesty, you've just become a bit used to that. It's not something you think about that often. You've gone a bit spiritually cold. You're a Christian, but you've forgotten something of your first love. It's not at the forefront of your mind anymore. It's in the background that the Lord Jesus has taken the punishment for your sins on himself. And this morning, you've got an opportunity to come back to Jesus, to say thank you to him for giving his life for you, to thank the Father for sending the Son to be the Savior of the world. And you can commit yourself to him this week. Will you do that this morning? Will you come in prayer to Jesus, the Good Shepherd? Nobody else cares for you like Jesus does. So Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. And what that tells us about him is that nobody cares for us like he does. But I want to unpack this further now, because I want us to ask, well, what does this mean for us? And the answer I want to give to you is that it means that you are loved more than you know. You are loved more than you know. That's the second thing I want us to take from this amazing truth that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. You are loved more than you could know. Do you notice when Matt read our passage for us earlier that Jesus compares himself with strangers, with hired hands, someone who isn't the shepherd, someone who doesn't own the sheep? And when they see predators like a wolf coming to attack the sheep, Jesus says, they run away. And we understand that. Maybe we would too. But Jesus is saying, if you own these sheep, you're not going to desert them. They run away because they're hired hands. They don't care for the sheep. And Jesus is sharpening this picture of how good a shepherd he is, of how much he cares, by contrasting his sacrificial service of laying down his life with this cowardly abandoning of the sheep by those who are more concerned for themselves. Jesus says that thieves, well, what do? They steal sheep, hired hands, they abandon sheep. But the Lord Jesus lays down his life for the sheep. People who are in it for themselves, they don't show love. They don't show care. They're interested in what they can get out of you rather than what they can give to you, what they can do for you. They'll abandon you rather than stick right by you. And that is what is so precious about Jesus being the Good Shepherd, because he goes on in verse 14 to say something else. Let's read what that says together. Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. My sheep know me. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows you. If you're a Christian this morning, he knows you. The word know in the Bible, it means more than just having some kind of mental or intellectual understanding of something. If I said to you that I know King Charles, would you believe me? Hands up if you wouldn't believe me. So you believe me that I know King Charles? What if I told you I know when his birthday is? And I know who's in his family. I know where he lives. Would you believe me that I know King Charles? Well, I don't really. My phone book isn't that good. I don't have a personal knowledge of it, do I? I can list you some facts about King Charles. You can find them online quite easily. But I don't really know him. I don't have a personal connection with the king. I just know some things about him. But here Jesus says that he knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. There is a personal understanding that Jesus has of us. There is a personal commitment that Jesus has towards us. And because of that, if we're Christians this morning, then we can say that we've got some level of personal understanding of who Jesus is, and as a result, we are personally committed to him. And this is not some kind of abstract theory. This is reality. This is huge if you're a Christian, because it means that the one true living God knows you and loves you. Sure, he knows the details of all our lives, but this is more specific. Jesus is graciously committed to you that you might be saved. Let's read verse 14 together again. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. So this is huge, but it is about to get huger. Because Jesus says that this relationship that we have, that we know the sheep and the sheep We know Jesus as sheep, and Jesus knows us. That is like, Jesus says in the passage that Matt read for us, it's like the relationship between God the Father and God the Son. In verse 15, if you've got a Bible, the intimacy of that relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus, he is our shepherd, we are his sheep. That relationship is grounded on the intimacy between God the Father and God the Son. That is huge. Now, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they have always existed, one God in three persons, the same in being, equal in power and glory, and they have eternally been in loving fellowship with one another. It's amazing. It's mind-blowing stuff. And yet, just as the Father and the Son have a personal knowledge and a love of each other, the Lord Jesus says that we have a personal knowledge and a love with him and he with us. We know him because he's laid down his life for the sheep. This is massive, brothers and sisters. You are more loved than you know because you are known by the one true living God. He's loved you and given himself for you. And that love Jesus has for you, it is like the love that has been shared eternally between the Father and the Son. It's amazing. You really are more loved than you could ever, ever know. That is a staggering thing. Jesus says he knows his sheep. We know him. And because of that, we know that we are safe. That's something that comes up at the beginning of the chapter in verses 3 and 4. Jesus paints this picture of a big sheep pen. And in his day, they'd have big pens with different flocks in this pen. And every shepherd would have a distinct call or whistle to call their sheep out. The sheep knew what to listen out to, who was their shepherd. But in verse 3, Jesus says the shepherd calls his own sheep, not by some particular whistle or call, but he calls his sheep by name. That means he calls them individually. Now, our names are important to us, aren't they? I look out at you and I think names of people. You know names of people as well. Our names are important to us. They identify who we are. They're the name that we respond to. It means a lot, doesn't it, if someone remembers our name. And it's a good thing to do that and remember other people's names if we can, because it shows that we care for them. We are taking an interest in them. And I've known lots of you quite a long time. But let's say if I was still, after all these years, calling Sam, sat upstairs pressing the buttons, if I was still calling him Barry, you'd think, well, that's not very loving, is it? It would show, well, you don't know Sam at all, that I take no interest in him. And hopefully Sam does know that I know his name is Sam and not Barry. But the wonderful thing about Jesus is that he knows who we are. He knows his sheep by name. It doesn't matter how many friends on Facebook you've got, or followers on Instagram, or how many people in school know your name. What matters most of all is that Jesus knows my name. Let's read what verse 14 says. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. He knows you by name. And as his sheep, we recognize his voice and we come to him. That's what happened when we first became a Christian. We heard Jesus calling to us and we came to him in obedient faith and followed him. And it's now why, if you're a Christian this morning, you love to come to church. You love to hear him speak to you through his word as the Bible is opened and you sing songs that are full of truth as you respond to the call of Jesus, softly pleading with your heart to follow him more closely. This is all, isn't it, the undeserved grace of God that has been shown to us, that even us in our fallen humanity, our God is so kind, he calls a great number to be his. And verse 4 tells us that when Jesus, the good shepherd, reveals himself to us, when he calls us, we can do nothing else but respond by following him. We follow Jesus simply because we know his voice, we hear him. And a shepherd in Jesus' day, he wouldn't drive from behind. If you've ever seen shepherds with their sheep on the hills, they're from behind. They've got sheepdogs and quad bikes and they're trying to corral sheep and go that way. But in Jesus' day, they'd go out front. They'd go ahead and lead their flocks and use their voice and call that they would follow them. And that's what we do. We follow Jesus as he goes ahead of us because he knows us and we know him. It means we're sure and we're certain that we are loved. We're more loved than we could ever know. We are secure in his arms, knowing that our good shepherd will provide for us. He will be to us all that we need. He'll protect us. He'll nourish us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. We know that we're loved with an everlasting love. We know that nobody cares for us like Jesus does. Jesus is more concerned for you and for your well-being than anyone else. And when we stay close to the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus, we know we're safe. We're secure in him. We're found in him because he's laid down his life for us. And so as we wrap up, I want to stress this to you. The Lord Jesus is the good shepherd. And this wonderful picture is one which shows us clearly the love of the Lord Jesus for his followers and just how valuable you and I are to him. Why is that? Well, let's remind ourselves one more time. What does verse 14 say? I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. We are his prized possession, those that he guides and protects and cares for, just like a shepherd nurtures his flock of sheep. Nobody else cares for you like Jesus does. And these words of Jesus, they bring great comfort, deep assurance this morning to all of us who are trusting in him, because we live in a very threatening world, don't we? An insecure world, an uncertain world, things going on that we don't know what will happen next. Maybe you've got all kinds of worries and stresses going on, things at home, things in your family, things in school, maybe your physical health, your mental health, maybe it's a difficult relationship, maybe it's a worry about the future that you're struggling with, all those kinds of things, or anything else. Maybe you're not even sure who you are. You're questioning the very fabric of life itself and reality. And this morning, I want you to know that you are loved more than you could ever, ever know. Hope that truth is clear in your experience. You are deeply loved by the Maker of heaven and earth. He knows who you are. He knows your name. He's called you to himself. And in his grace, you've come to follow him in faith. Jesus, the good shepherd, he's come and he's laid down his life. He's fought for you at Calvary. He's trampled on the grave itself that you might know him as the creator of the universe, the ruler without end. He becomes your hope and your peace and your wonderful savior. And so you can say that the Lord Jesus is your friend. Now this morning, he's laid down his life for you. He's a faithful friend who will not leave you. He stands right by you. He'll go with you this week into school or work or home, and he will remain as your shepherd every single day as he safely guides you through all the ups and the downs of this life safely home. He'll protect you. He'll provide for you because he's given himself. He's laid down his life. He's proven he can be trusted. He cares for you. He loves you more than you could ever know, and that is because he is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for the Lord Jesus, the good shepherd. Thank you that he has laid down his life for us. He willingly gave of himself at the cross, dying for us and rising again, that we might know you and follow you. Help us to trust in Jesus if we don't already. But if we do, then we pray you'd really encourage us, that you love us so much, that your care, it runs so deep, and we can be totally assured that we're never alone. We pray all these things, asking for your help in this week to come. In the name of Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen.